Love.
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 Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkern. Tischkern.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
Well, hello listeners, how you guys doing? You know what time it is? I'll tell you what time it is. It's time for some love, sex and dating.
At least vicariously. I mean, we hope you're getting some. But hey, if you're not, you've got us on the podcast.
That's one heck of a compensation, or should I say consolation.
Hey, we're not a consolation prize, we are a prize. And in case you're tuning in for the first time, let me introduce us. I am Rogue, and this is my brother Prem. Say hi, Prem.
Hello.
And we really are brother and sister. We do this podcast every week for you guys because it's fun. And it's a public service, man. You guys, we really all need help when it comes to love, sex, and dating, I think. So spread the word, tell your friends, everybody who's struggling with being single or in a complicated relationship. Or
not even that, because, I mean, if you look at it, people can just, you know, when they log on and listen to us.
Or subscribe.
They take our experiences, other people's experiences, and one can always learn from it. And can be something that they could use in their own lives. So it's something that's very relatable to all people of all ages, all genders. So that's what we do.
Sexuality, age. No, you said age. Yeah, so sexuality and relationship status. Wherever you are, we're here for you.
And that's us. That's what Prem and Rogue do.
Make the world a better place for your heart and your relationship. Oh my God, that's so cheesy. Oh God.
That is cheesy. And you know, you almost sound like we're trying to be like some superheroes. Prem and Rogue by day, saviors by night.
Wasn't it Hitch? No, like, what is it? We're like superhero intimacy coaches for everybody. But Indians, especially.
Okay, I didn't even understand that, but I'm just going to say yay, because there was superhero in that statement.
Thanks. Thank you. At least I know I can count on your unconditional support, even when you don't know what I'm talking about. Right.
That's what brothers do.
Most of the time. Although, I have to say, you did your fair share of awful things, like hogging the bathroom, finishing the hot water when we needed to have hot baths in the winter. Stealing my roller skates when I was in the loo, when I had expressly said, I'm going skating because yours were broken. So
I don't remember any of that shit. None of it. All I remember was that I would steal my sister's chocolates. It used to be always divided, but I would always finish mine and go after hers. That's the only bad thing that I can recall ever doing. I was greedy.
I used to hide them so carefully. And I guess also I never kept like a tally. So I wouldn't even know stuff was missing. I would just have the sense that stuff was missing. And no way to prove it. I should have kept Excel sheets. If we'd had cell phones, I would have taken photos and been like, look, there were five of these before. And now there are only two.
Gee, thank God. Thank God they weren't.
Anyway, we're now going to deal with more important stuff. Like best friends. And lovers, not when they're the same person. Actually, maybe when they're the same person.
And also trouble in the bedroom.
Big trouble in Little China.
You mean big trouble in Little Vagina?
Oh, but that's not our question. We have to save this quip and make it again for another episode. All right, guys, sorry. We're just deflecting everything, but we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
And it's time for our love and dating question.
Love.
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 And.
And.
Danger. Mr. Prem.
Yes, madam.
Do you have a Prem story for us?
I do. It involves three people.
Ooh, I'd like the best stories too.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead with the names as Bunty, Shanti,
and Ghanti.
Ghanti, that was Ghanti bach gayi. Okay, no.
Oh, thank God.
So Ash writes in. Now, Ash lives in Singapore, and his bestie lives in India. Now, the bestie has a boyfriend, and they have been together for about 6-7 months. Now, Ash says that he has known him since he was in school, and he never liked him, never approved of him, always thought of him as a douchebag, someone who's untrustworthy, a troublemaker, and here he is dating his best friend. So Ash is going back home in 2 weeks. He's going to obviously meet them both together. Now, Ash is held back from expressing how he has really felt all this while. And he is confused about whether he should continue that way or should he actually tell him exactly how he feels.
Tell him whom?
Tell his best friend about what he thinks about his lover. So let's call his best friend Rajiv. And Rajiv, his lover, is Donnie.
Donnie? Like from the New Kids on the Block? Or did I just really age myself? Anyway, never mind. Okay.
New Kids what?
They're not new anymore. Never mind. So I feel like the answer's already there for Ash, isn't it?
Like, I don't know, because firstly, he's so vague. Like, okay, so they were in school together. How old is Ash now? Like, let's face some facts. When you're growing up and you're in a situation where you as a guy like guys or has a boyfriend, I mean, it's always very tricky to handle that when you're growing up. So
actually, I think for any boy, it's really hard, right? I've had gay friends and it was even more confusing when they were in high school, like beyond the heterosexual norm.
Yeah, but that's besides the point. I think over here, Ash needs to realize that everybody is now an adult and he needs to act like that as well. What he maybe is clinging on to is how somebody was when they were in school. Now, of course, that can be up for debate because some theories state that you can never change who you are. But I also feel that with time, age, experience, relationships, you definitely mature somewhat. I mean, you and I, everybody who's listening would know of themselves or kids when they were growing up with who were notorious. And then when they grew up, they were like normal people. Yeah.
Normal. Thanks, Prem. Right. So I think you're right. I personally don't feel like I've changed very much, but I've seen lots of people who do. And Ash, honestly, that you've held back is a good thing because you really should wait until you've met, what are we calling this person? Donnie from The New Kids on the Block. Until you've met the new kid on the block to decide if this person is the same or has changed. You know, for your friend, your best friend, clearly is somebody you value.
Yes, and you're protective about him.
Yeah, but you have to give him credit that, okay, maybe he's not always the smartest tool in the box. Most best friends aren't. But you have to assume that he knows what he's doing. And if he's chosen this person, there must be some merits to this person. Like, why would somebody knowingly go out with a douchebag, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we hope they wouldn't.
So, Ash, another question is that you need to ask some of your common friends, yours and Rajiv's common friends, about what they think about Donnie. Because maybe it's just you and it's stuck in your mind. And I agree with the Rogue about the fact that you should go back and decide on your own in the now time, not with your preconceived notions
of the past. Yeah. Give them a chance.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other thing about saying something about your best friend's partner is that oftentimes you overspeak. So really, just I don't know, it's complicated. Obviously, you want them to know what you think, but you also want to support them.
It is. I agree with you, because at the end of the day, you're watching your best friend throw his life to someone that you really don't approve of, and you can see them making a huge mistake, and you're dying to say it, because you know that if it goes south, which you're very sure it will, then you're going to be the one who be like, ha, see, I fucking told you.
Right. But you don't want to be that person who's waiting for the other shoe to drop. You want to be supportive. And if you really must say something, you have to preface it with, I'm doing this because I love you and I care about you and I'm protective. But you can't diss your best friend's partner. And you really, really have to keep an open mind. So yeah, hold your horses. Hold back, bite your tongue. Really observe. How do they treat each other? Is Donnie treating, what is his name, Rajiv, with respect and love? You know, tigers can change their stripes when they're in love, I think. So that is what we have to say. And let us know how it goes.
Or you're just a Tasmanian tiger, which is half stripe and half lion.
Not lion, half dog or something.
I only know this, guys, because I was watching it on Discovery the other day.
Okay, great. On that note, we're going to go off and come back with our sex question.
Yeah, growl, growl.
Hang in there, Ash. Bye.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back, and it's time for our sex question.
Yes, it is. It's our sex question. It is finally here. So, Rogue, why don't you take it away?
Unlike the person our questioner is dealing with.
It is true.
Sex.
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 All right. Well, turns out that Aishwarya, our next correspondent, has a problem in the bedroom. She writes to say that her partner is not able to get it up. And she's listened to our previous podcast, so she says she's already checked if he's feeling depressed or is stressed at work and is coping with other things. Good girl. We have to pat her on the back for this. But it's not all of that. So she's wondering, is it her or do we have another bright idea for her?
Oh, shit.
Do you feel some snarky vibes from Aishwarya? Or am I just reading too much into it? Like, I'm taking it too personally. She's like, come on, guys, give me some more ideas. Your other ideas didn't work.
I think so. I think definitely there's a bit of that in her statements. But the question is she wrong to ask that? No, she's not. Because this is where she is going to find more answers, an opportunity to dig even more.
Yeah.
So, Rogue, why don't you go first? What do you think is going on?
I think that if they've had a satisfactory love life until now, three strikes do not make a big problem. Of course, they're a setback, but I don't think it's any reason for her to assume that it's her. It's not about her. It's about him. Has anything majorly changed? It sounds like not. So I would say relax, give it time. Every relationship has a phase that it goes through and you can do other things, right? Prem, what do you think? Are you with me on this? If I mean, we can get into what other things you can do right after this, but, you know.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate. On this one, you know, sometimes it happens. Like guys lose interest in their partners, and then you know, it affects them on a physical level. That could be for many reasons. You know, it could be a lack of visual, physical stimulation as well. So. I don't know, Aishwarya, if you have had a, you know, a good to great to rocking sex life in the past, then there's very little to be worried about. I wish you had mentioned that in your question as well.
I think it's fairly clear that reading between the lines that they were fine. It's just been three times. But, you know, Prem, your train of thought leads me to a different thing, which is a suggestion, actually. So if you're saying that stimulation is necessary, I would also add a corollary to that, which is that thinking about it too much, making a big deal about it, actually adds to the pressure, which will then just make it spiral out of control. It'll just get worse. So here's something
That is very, very true.
That I haven't tried, so this makes me slightly, you know, I'm slightly talking out of my hat here, but I've read about this, and there is a bunch of people who advocate this thing called naked cuddling, where it's an intimacy building exercise, and it sort of forces you to shed your inhibitions. So whether you're watching TV together or like getting into bed together at night, even to sleep, get naked and cuddle. And apparently it's supposed to be like as meaningful as, you know, how they say stare into each other's eyes for like 3 minutes without speaking. Mm. And that is a intimacy building exercise. This is supposed to be like that. And then you're off the sex focus. You're just reconnecting physically. And over time, because, you know, what happens when somebody is unable to keep it up, whether you're with a boy or a girl, is then there's a lot of embarrassment and self-consciousness and pressure and expectations. And then you're projecting all your feelings onto that other person, both of you. So maybe like just take that off the table for a little bit and focus on other things.
I mean, you do have a point. Like if you start to, you know, pinpoint and blame and really make a big deal out of something as personal as that, it could spiral down in a very, very bad way. And it could also lead to being a chronic issue. You know, there could be a very simple solution to this. He just needs to just maybe buy some prescription meds. And
what?
I mean, you know,
I thought only like 60-year-olds need to do that.
No, like anybody. Actually, the study says that between 40 and 45.
Okay, and we don't know how old Aishwarya and her partner are. What if they're 22?
Then he needs to be slapped out of that stupor.
Oh my God, you did not just say that.
Come on, you're 22. Your libido is like hitting the roof.
I'm sensing jealousy there, Prem, and no actual help at all. So
jealousy,
because let's face it, you're not 22.
That's not what she said. Okay, anyway, so no. I'm just giving just some advice. Like, I mean, of course, they can go to a doctor, but that's like, I don't know if they want to go in that direction.
Not after just three times.
Okay, so sit naked with each other, see if that helps. Take Rogue's advice. Or, you know, just, you know, go to the market, go to a pharmacy, pick up something, slip it in his drink, and then...
Hello, we live in India. You can't just go buy like Viagra or like pills in the pharmacy.
Oh, contraire, darling. You live in India. Exactly. You can go and buy any shit from the counter. It's America, Europe, the developed countries where you can't do that. So this is what I would do. I would not bring it up and have a conversation as to like what is wrong with you. It's one of those that would be very detrimental. You know, listen, I know that you heard some of our podcasts, but what about like the ones, the more recent ones about foreplay and doing like fun stuff in the bedroom to get all excited and then jump into having sex?
Yeah.
So I think that you should definitely don't leave that out in the dark, but you should actually try it.
Yeah. So basically, same. Take the pressure off the sex for now. Not that it's your problem to solve, but you're in this together. So what you could do is be supportive and just say, all right, let's just take sex off the table for a bit while we like focus on other things. And if it continues, then you can do what Prem advocates for older people, which is pharmaceuticals, drugs, Viagra. Little blue pills.
There you go.
All right. No, seriously. Okay, Aishwarya, we need to go, but, often the subject is tied psychologically with what's happening in the inside. So really, don't stop exploring that with him, with each other.
So Aishwarya, there you go. Great advice to you. And we would love for you to write back to us and let us know how everything played out.
That's right. So go forth and be happy, prosper, and have good sex. We'll be back after this tiny break.
So you already know you have to like us. No, love us. Show us your love by also sending questions and comments. Do you disagree with something we said? We want to hear from you. Go on, don't be shy.
So during our break, I asked Prem if he's ever known anybody or has had experience with not being able to perform, performance anxiety. And what do you think, Prem?
So it's not uncommon. And I know a couple of people. I mean, I'm not going to obviously name names, but it's happened to some of my friends where... So this is one instance where a buddy of mine could not perform because he was very intimidated by this girl. She was much older than he was. I think there was a 6 or 7 year age gap. And
that's not that much older, but I guess when you're very young, that seems a lot.
Yeah, we were all like 22, 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
So then again, it's contradictory to what I said, because at that age, your libido is, you know, sky high, but it's, as you know, it's always, it's more mental than physical. So he overcame that. But, the first time they tried to go at it, let's just say that the doctor wasn't ready to operate.
And what was her reaction? Do you remember?
So, yes, I do. She was surprisingly, like, really calm about it. And I guess she must have realized she had that kind of effect on him. But
so this is like plain and simple performance anxiety, like really.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. And that you know, you'll be surprised. A lot of guys go through that.
I'm not surprised actually, which is why I think that even in our previous segment, Aishwarya just needs to calm down, because these things happen for whatever reason, and I do think a lot of it is mental. So just take the focus off of the performance, and then the anxiety will go, and whatever's going on will hopefully sort itself out. If it's just something that can happen. Anyway, I don't think I've been in that position, but...
Well, you couldn't get it up.
Speaking of getting it up, I saw the weirdest movie recently called The Overnight. It got really good reviews, and it's produced by somebody I admire. So strange. Let me just say that it involved prosthetic penises. And it was pretty crazy. There was full frontal nudity, and I actually had to go look it up, because I was like, that cannot be real. And I'm not going to tell you if it was too small or too big, but you can read up on it. It was like my jaw dropped open. Thank God I was watching it alone. I don't think I could have stood like watching it with somebody I wasn't like close to. Anyhow, okay, there we go. Pop culture tip for you guys related to performance anxiety. The Overnight. You can check it out.
I'm definitely going to not watch that movie.
It was interesting. Anyhow, all right, we need to go, you guys. So you hang in there. Have a good week. Send us your questions, lsdcast@sonolog.com. Or on Twitter, LSDcast, or Facebook.
And we look forward to next time.
Yes, we do. And we'll catch you next week. Like us, share and comment and give feedback and reviews. Okay, we love you. Bye.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the LSDcast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Ru.
A Sonolog production.